This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi warned Pakistan that if it attempts any new hostility, it will have to choose between remaining in geography or becoming history. General Dwivedi made these remarks today while addressing troops at an army post in the border village of 22MD near Sri Ganganagar, Rajasthan. The army chief added that the primary success of Operation Sindoor was the destruction of 9 locations used by terrorist groups in Pakistan. The army chief emphasized that Prime Minister Narendra Modi personally named Operation Sindoor, highlighting its significance. General Dwivedi concluded with a stern warning to Pakistan. During the event, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi also honored 3 officers and several jawans for their outstanding work during Operation Sindoor. Chief of the Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh, has said that Operation Sindoor will be remembered as a conflict that achieved its objective with speed and precision, and the operation brought Pakistan to its knees. Addressing the annual presser on the 93rd Air Force Day anniversary celebrations in New Delhi today, he said India struck multiple targets in Pakistan and also destroyed 4 to 5 Pakistani fighter jets during the operation. He said a clear directive, a clear mandate was given to the Indian Armed Forces. He said during Operation Sindoor, the Indian Air Force was a prime stakeholder, taking down 2 major targets out of 9. He said that right from the planning stage, all 3 services worked together. India Today said that Pakistan must be held accountable for its horrific human rights violations in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. Responding to a query during a media briefing in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal highlighted the reports of protests in several areas of Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, including brutalities by Pakistani forces on innocent civilians.
We believe that it is a natural consequence of Pakistan's oppressive approach and systemic plundering of resources from these territories, which remain under its forcible and illegal occupation. Pakistan must be held accountable for its horrific human rights violations.
Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah said that India is moving towards becoming a developed nation. He said that when the centenary of independence will be celebrated, Khadi will have an important contribution in it. The Union Minister was interacting with artisans at the Khadi Karigar Mahotsav organized at Maharishi Dayanand University campus in Rohtak today. He said that Khadi plays a vital role in strengthening the country's economy. He said that Khadi Village Industries is becoming a strong platform for lakhs of weavers. The Union Minister also virtually inaugurated PMEGP units, the central Pune plant, and Khadi Village Industries buildings, including the newly constructed Khadi Village Industries Commission office and warehouse in Panchkula, Haryana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will unveil various youth-focused initiatives worth over 62,000 crore rupees tomorrow from New Delhi. In a historic initiative for youth skilling, Prime Minister will launch PM Setu for the upgradation of 1,000 government ITIs across the country. Mr. Modi will also launch Bihar's revamped Mukhya Mantri Nishchay Swayam Sahayata Bhatta Yojana, providing a monthly allowance of 1,000 rupees to 5 lakh graduates for 2 years. He will also inaugurate Jannayak Karpuri Thakur Skill University in Bihar to boost industry-oriented courses and vocational education. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Japan's Minister of Land, Infrastructure, Transport and Tourism Hiromasa Nakano visited the Surat High-Speed Rail HSR construction site today. The 2 ministers reviewed the significant aspects of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail project during their visit, including the advanced track slab laying car and the track slab adjustment facility, both critical components of the high-speed infrastructure. In a major step towards drugs for India, over 8,000 kilograms of narcotics worth more than 381 crore rupees were destroyed today in Bharuch in the presence of Minister of State for Home Harsh Sanghvi. In cricket, India are in a commanding position as they scored 448 runs for 5 wickets in their first innings at stumps on the second day of the opening test of the 2-match series against West Indies in Ahmedabad. Centuries from Dhruv Jurail, Ravindra Jadeja and KL Rahul helped the Indian team take a massive 286-run lead over West Indies. An Indian weightlifter, Mirabai Chanu, clinched a silver medal in the 48kg division at the World Weightlifting Championship 2025 in Florida, Norway. She achieved a total lift of 199kg in the competition. She also set the new national records in both clean and jerk with 115kg and in total lift with 199kg. This is her 3rd World Championship medal. And with that, we end this news bulletin.